One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after losing her mother, she started hearing footsteps when no one's around. Doors creaking open on their own and whispers echoing through the halls. But are these just the signs of a grieving heart, or is someone more sinister lurking behind the walls?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, that indeed it is. Yes, call in your ghost story, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be sure to press subscribe wherever it is you may be listening to us right now. We do greatly appreciate that. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I know we talk about this. We talk about Amityville Horror a lot.
Yeah,
right?
My favorite.
But it seems to me, it's so weird because people are still talking about that. Like, how many years ago was that? And I still get questioned a lot about what I think about it. Would I ever buy that house? Mm-hmm. All that comes up in conversation is like, it's all these years later, that house, that story is still relevant somehow today.
It is. 1974 is when the murders happened with the DeFeo family. So that's 51 years ago. 49 if you're going for the Lutz story, which is the Amityville Horror.
Right. I mean, yeah. So we're 50 years out either way you look at it. Mm-hmm. And it's still, when it comes to paranormal and it comes to ghost talk and all that kind of stuff, it's still top of mind in so many people's lives.
I wonder why that is. It because it seems like everyone can kind of put themselves into that situation to a certain extent of, you know, being in a house with your family. And I mean, it's just like, it's the perfect horror story. And it doesn't go into, I mean, it's a pretty crazy story, but it doesn't go into like super, super science fiction-y, where we see a lot of other things go. I don't know what it is, but people clearly relate to it in some way, shape, or form. And that's a very good question. Why is that one the one that everybody remembers? Is it because it was like one of the first that really blew up in that era?
I think so. And for me, it was always because, it was the first time it was based on a true story, mm-hmm. Nothing else before that, as far as I remember, other than like Exorcist and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like this was the first ghost story that was purportedly haunted or true. Mm-hmm. But I'm just amazed how many people still know of that story to this day, even with all the part one, part two, So yeah, I was just, it's cool, but it's also, I still go, why this one?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you believe it that it's legit? Because there's all that, debunking of it and, George said it was real up until the end, and his kids say it was real too.
Yeah, I think there's so many questions there. I think something happened there. I think that it wasn't just the house that had something going on, but I think people who have had experiences in that house probably had something to do with it actually taking place. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just that the house was haunted. There were other things involved with why it happened the way it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so much to it. I mean, where everything goes to hell is William Weber, who represented the DeFeos, publicly have stated that we created this horror story over many bottles of wine. And that's where everybody's like, it's bullshit. And that's what everybody goes to. I mean, the house hasn't had or did not have any sort of reports prior to the residents, prior to the Lutz family, that had anything paranormal going on there. I mean, other than the son killing everyone in the house. The subsequent owners publicly have not stated there's been experiences.
Right.
I will say this, and I know nothing about the current owners at all, and I couldn't tell you who either, even if I knew, but I have heard from pretty good sources involved in the actual case itself that others have talked off the record about having weird stuff happen in that house.
Yeah. Oh,
After the Lutzes.
Interesting.
And it's already, like, I suppose, somewhat hellish to have to live there because people are constantly in front of your house taking pictures.
Correct.
But so you probably, unless you want to make it a big attraction, aren't going to go out there and say, oh yeah, weird things are happening here. That would make it even worse. And you probably get people trying to get in and all that. So I don't know.
So there's another whole layer that I didn't even really think of.
Yeah. I think I even have the conversation on tape. Or it's digitally taped. It was years ago. I don't want to say who it was with on the air, but someone pretty close to the case. And we were having it was off the air, but my tape was still rolling. And I remember I saved that piece just like off to the side. Like, I'm never going to air this, but I just want to have this. But later, years later, I'm like, what did she say about that? I'm like, oh, okay. That's what that was.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot to that thing. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller and hear a real ghost story. Hi, you are on the air. Let's
hear it. Hi, I just started listening to your podcast, and I love it so far. I've always been very into ghosts and the supernatural, and I love watching ghost shows. And I'm glad I found something I could listen to in the car now. So every time I listen to your podcast, I always want to share this story with you guys and your listeners because I know that you'll believe me because everyone else that I tell doesn't believe me. But I'll get right into it. I lived in a four-family house, so there was two upstairs apartments and two downstairs apartments. And me, my mom, and my dad lived in one of the downstairs apartments. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer and died when I was very young. So she didn't get to live in that downstairs apartment with us for too long. So I was there with my dad. He was always working. He had worked very late, left very early. So I was in the apartment by myself a lot. After she died, some weird stuff started happening. And I would always say to myself, it's your mom. It's nothing bad. It's just your mom. But I always felt very uneasy. I didn't feel like it was my mom. I didn't feel safe. It gave me that fight or flight sense where I wanted to run, or I wanted I was always on edge. So it started really with me being alone in my room and hearing footsteps walking towards my door when I knew my dad wasn't home, or going into the basement to do laundry and hearing the basement door close upstairs, knowing my dad wasn't home, and never really paying attention to it or wanting to give whatever it was the satisfaction of me being afraid. So one day I'm sitting in my room and I'm playing on my computer and I fall asleep. I wake up, the TV's on, and I can see, and my eyes are open, but I can't move. So I'm in a state of sleep paralysis, but I am completely aware of everything that's going on around me. My doorknob shakes and opens, and I'm thinking maybe my cat's coming in the room and I left it open a crack and the cat pushed the door open. But I, from where I'm laying on my bed, I can't see the door. So I just hear it open and I hear the doorknob shake and I'm thinking it's the cat, and then I feel something jump on my bed. So I'm thinking it's definitely my cat now. Something jumped on my bed. Then all of a sudden I feel a pressure on my chest and I feel like the noise of the TV is getting further and further away, and it was just the craziest experience. And then I look over at the clock and the minute changes from whatever it was to the next minute, and everything stops and I'm awake and I'm able to move, and my cat is not in my room. My door is open and I'm lying on my bed by myself, petrified. Another time I was doing dishes and it was the middle of the winter and I felt like someone was standing right behind me, but I didn't want to turn around because I was scared that I was going to see something. And I felt a gust of wind come at my back so fast and so hard that my hair moved, my shirt moved, and I ran into my room and closed my door, and I never looked back behind me. I was just so scared. The freakiest thing I would say that happened was I was getting ready to go to one of the upstairs apartments where my grandfather lived to go and sleep over there because my dad wasn't going to come home that night, and I didn't want to sleep in the apartment by myself. So I'm putting my pajamas on, I'm getting all my stuff that I want to bring upstairs with me, and I start walking down the hallway. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I start walking faster. And I start walking faster because I'm feeling like something is behind me, and it's running at me, and it's going to grab me. Like, I just sensed it. I sensed that I needed to run, and I started to move faster and faster and faster, and I literally jogged out of the house, like a full-blown sprint out of the house, and looked back behind me, and before I ran out of the house, all of the lights in the hallway were on, all the lights in the living room were on, all the lights were turned off all of a sudden, and I looked into the house and I couldn't see anything, but I just reached in, shut the door, and went up to my grandfather's house, but something chased me out of the house. I could feel it behind me, and even though I couldn't see it, I knew it was there. And there were just other weird things that I would feel fine and I would feel alone in my room. And then all of a sudden, the entire room would change. The energy and the feeling would change. And I would just talk out loud because it was going on for so many years at this point that I was just so annoyed and done with feeling uneasy in my room and in my house. And being there by myself all the time, I just didn't want to deal with it anymore, so I was starting to stand up to it. So when I would feel that uneasy feeling, I would scream into the air, "No, go away. You're not welcome here. Go away." And I would feel very, very uneasy after, more uneasy than I did before, so I don't think it liked that I was doing that. I had friends would sleep over, and they would tell me that at night they would hear my dad talking in his sleep, and he would sound like he was mumbling in almost a different language, and they were very afraid. They would hear him get up and go over to the refrigerator and mumble in this different language and then go back to his room. I mean, it was just really weird, and I always tried to tell myself at first that it was my mom, but after a while, it was pretty obvious it wasn't my mom, because my mom would never try to scare me like that. And I've had instances since that I feel not alone, but I feel safe, and I think I know the difference now of when it is my mom and whatever that was. So I just wanted to share the experiences that I've had with you, and thanks for keeping me company in the car every day and sharing the love of the supernatural with me.
Thanks for sharing that story. Do you think it was mom?
I think that she now she's able to realize if she feels safe, she is safe. And mm-hmm. it probably could be her mom, right? She's kind of made that connection. Mm-hmm. My first questions were too, like, okay, so your grandfather lived upstairs. Was that your father's father, your mother's father? So many questions with that. But mm-hmm. When she told the first story about kind of the sleep paralysis, but being awake and all that kind of stuff, reminded me so much of the first time I took a gummy and had my very first experience with that and how that all went. But
you had sleep paralysis after taking a gummy?
No, but it was really weird because so much of what she said, like the clock ticking away and all that kind of stuff, was like, you know, that was my first experience with that. But first of all, I'm very sorry to hear that, you know, her mom passed from cancer and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Again, I think if our loved ones come to us, the last thing they're going to do is try to scare us and make us feel uneasy. So any of that kind of stuff is kind of interesting. And the whole gush of wind from behind is also interesting. It was kind of a creepy story to start with.
I tell you what, if I had those powers, I'd be using them.
Would you like, okay, let's say you pass away.
Yeah.
Are you, well, now again, we're talking about you. So I could see you trying to scare your daughter or your parents, or I could see you do that.
But it would be like in fun, like maybe not initially.
Yeah, for you.
Maybe I would like let them know, hey, by the way, this is me. I'm going to be screwing with you a lot from now. So don't worry. It's not the devil. It's just me. And when you hear
Tony.
Gusts of wind and the microwave is going off and there's nothing in there, that's me. That's me screwing with you. But I think it'd be fun to do like the gusts of wind and all that. It's like, whew.
Yeah, I certainly, and you and I have talked about this, but when my mom passed, certainly had stuff go on that I'd never had happen before in this house. Yeah. And the odd thing is I've never really had any experiences since my father passed away. So, in some instances, I know it was my mom. I've had experiences with her outside this location, even in locations where she, I don't believe her energy would be, but she came through. And yet I haven't had any experiences that I truly believe were my father, which is so odd to me because I feel like my dad, I think my dad liked me. I think he would come around and do something.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's just having a good time and he doesn't want to come and haunt anybody right now. You know,
he's like, screw you. I'm going to go enjoy myself.
I mean, he's still relatively new to the other side. So it's, you know, probably, you know, a little break in period. Like, okay, this is good. Then when I'm good with this, I'm going to go back and mess with my son.
Well, I'll say this. I'll put this out in the universe. Dad, if you're ever thinking of coming and saying hi in some way, shape or form, I'm going to give you to the end of this month to do it. And then the deal's off. You cannot come see me again.
You got a deadline there.
So. Absolutely.
All right. Deadline to the other side. Let's see what happens.
There's the name of a podcast. Deadline dead.
Deadline. Yeah. Deadline to the other side. Deadline.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
There you go. You can start another. I don't have time to do another one.
Neither do I. There you go.
Exactly. Just give somebody an idea. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, you can do it on Apple Podcasts. We've got our premium channel there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at cosi.org.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.